Well, I am running for president of the United States to lead our great American comeback. Look, we know our country's going in the wrong direction. We see it with our eyes and we feel it in our bones. Our southern borders collapse. Drugs are pouring into the country. Our cities are being hollowed out by spiking crime. The federal government's making it harder for the average family to make ends meet and to attain and maintain a middle-class lifestyle. And our president, well, he lacks vigor, flounders in the face of our nation's challenges, and he takes his cues from the woke mob.
Well, it's official, finally, after months of campaigning. Unofficially, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis launched his bid for the Republican presidential nomination yesterday via Twitter Spaces, albeit after some technical difficulties. The lead story from the first ever Twitter presidential campaign launch appears to be the delay after Twitter Spaces crashed initially. The historic nature of the Twitter launch seems to be somewhat overshadowing the actual announcement and discussion. Political operatives today analyzing the effectiveness of the medium using Twitter Spaces, and Team Trump seizing the opportunity in optics.
That I'm proud to be an American. And I won't forget the men who died.
We are kind of melting the servers.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
Him to freedom and is willing to put his money where his mouth is,
upset the narrative control imposed on us by our government.
Who gave that light to me, and I gladly stand up.
And now that Ron DeSantis is officially in the race, more influential Republicans are weighing in, like former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, who suggested maybe it's the wrong time for a DeSantis presidential bid.
If you wanted to be president, how come you ran for governor just last year and you asked for a four-year job? And then you barely had gotten into it before you were already looking for another four-year job. So that's a challenge. And I think that sometimes it doesn't matter who's running for an office, you need to answer the question, do you not like the one you have? And why did you ask folks to give it to you if you didn't plan to keep it?
However, this tweet exchange between former TV host Lou Dobbs and former Trump chief of staff Mick Mulvaney pretty well sums up the dividing line between the high-profile Republicans, the more establishment politicos praising DeSantis for his focus on policy and the specifics, while the more Trumpian America First faction noting that DeSantis's policy platform, well, sounds very Trumpian, even down to his comeback slogan, as Team Trump also noted.
3 years ago, we launched the Great American Comeback. Tonight, I stand before you to share the incredible results.
I'm Ron DeSantis, and I'm running for president to lead our Great American Comeback.
Well, that's how the politicos feel, but what about the average American? Well, as of today, former President Donald Trump still leads the Florida governor by a 30-point margin. So can DeSantis succeed at being Trump without the Trump? Or is there no separating Trumpism from its founder for Republican voters? Joining us now to react to the latest is contender to jump into the Republican field as the press secretary for the 45th president, Donald J. Trump, Ms. Liz Harrington. Good to see you, Liz. First off, you know, you're a comms professional, as I am. We have specific views on the messaging, right, and how the messaging is delivered. So I want your thoughts on the move of the DeSantis team launching on Twitter Spaces.
Well, Emerald, it was quite the bold move. And honestly, they would have been better off scrapping it after the technical difficulties, because once it got going, it was more boring than a DC establishment think tank luncheon. I mean, this thing was unlistenable. And it's ridiculous. I mean, this idea that he is this bold new choice, you know, oh, it's all policy. It's all plagiarized. We already have the real thing. We're not going back. The American people, the voters, Emerald, are not going back to the days of the phony career politician who's pretty good at memorizing talking points and canned lines. But honestly, all he declared yesterday after for months, what we already knew, he was already running a Murdoch-funded book tour disguised as a big book tour, but it was actually a campaign. Oh, he announced yesterday that he declared himself the candidate of the controlled opposition. He does his first interview with Trey Gowdy on Fox News after this canned, when it did get up and running, it was such a disaster. This canned speech with Elon Musk, who actually hasn't made Twitter any more free. It was just a disaster, Emerald. And yeah, I don't think as a comms professional, and certainly in hindsight, their team is thinking very happily about the move they decided with this announcement.
It was an interesting move, especially given that a large portion of the electorate doesn't use Twitter. You know, it was different, and I think the next week will tell how much it worked or didn't work for DeSantis as we get more polling in from our trusted sources like Rasmussen Reports. But I do want to touch on that Trey Gowdy interview, because that was also an interesting move, I felt, to offer up the first interview to someone like Trey Gowdy, and I'll get to why in a moment. But first of all, they did touch on one of the major concerns for Republican voters, say, outside of the economy or the crisis at the southern border, and that being the weaponization of the Department of Justice and the FBI. So in this first interview with former Congressman, now Fox TV host, Trey Gowdy, here's what Ron DeSantis had to say about how he would handle cleaning up the FBI when asked. Let's take a listen.
No, I would not keep Chris Wray as director of the FBI. There'd be a new one on day one. I think that's very important. In terms of an attorney general, you need someone that's got a really strong backbone. You need somebody that knows if you're going in there and you're taking care of business, the Washington Post is not going to like you. New York Times is not going to like you. You're going to get attacked by CNN, and you got to wear that as a badge of honor. You can't try to please polite society, because otherwise you'll just get captured by the institution itself. And I think the DOJ and FBI have lost their way. I think that they've been weaponized against Americans who think like me and you. And I think that they become very partisan. Part of the reason that's happened, Trey, is because Republican presidents have accepted the canard that the DOJ and FBI are, quote, independent. They are not independent agencies. They are part of the executive branch. They answer to the elected president of the United States. So as president, you have a responsibility to be involved in holding those agencies accountable, clearing out people who are not doing the job, and making sure that they're doing the people's business and they're not abusing their authority.
Now, several people did point out that having Trey Gowdy, who gave the FBI a pass on the Russia hoax while he was in office, contaminated DeSantis's message because of who was asking him the question. I don't know, but I do think there were some good points there in that the FBI and DOJ are not independent. And I think that's something that was used against Trump a lot during office. And he was talked out of firing Chris Wray. He was talked out of firing Bill Barr, right? And saying he couldn't remove a lot of these career people there or some of the more politicized people. I mean, Bruce Orr, that helped with Fusion GPS, is still at the Department of Justice, if that tells you anything. So Liz, will Trump, if he gets back in office, commit to firing Chris Wray on day one? And does he really commit? Does he understand now that he can clean out, that it falls within executive power and duty to do so?
Well, first of all, Emerald, it's pretty rich coming from someone who literally praised the choice of Chris Wray. I mean, he said it was an impeccable choice, a great choice. So it just doesn't hold water, that criticism. But we have to also remember, Emerald, this is the man, President Trump, who fired James Comey. I mean, probably the biggest snake of them all. So, of course, he has the backbone. He does have the courage. But, I mean, looking back in hindsight, hindsight's 2020, of course. But President Trump, this was very early on in his term. Who has gotten treated worse, by the way, by CNN, Washington Post, and New York Times than President Trump? I think he knows what he's dealing with there. But this was very early on when he had the courage and the backbone to fire Jim Comey. But it was very early on in his term when he had only been to Washington, D.C. 17 times, never spent the night over. I mean, he had to rely on some other people who, frankly, I mean, anyone's pretending that they knew all the good players back then is just frankly lying, or they were corrupt. because honestly, we have learned so much in the years since. Our eyes have been opened as to who the real people are and who are the snakes in the grass. And President Trump knows them all. And absolutely, he's going to clean house. And who better to do it than the one man who they're all trying to stop? And this is the corrupt DOJ that's trying to put him in jail falsely on trumped up fake charges. So absolutely, President Trump knows what he's dealing with. And he is the only one. He's not going to play games. It's not going to just be theater like we have seen often from the Florida governor. No, it's going to be real substantive change. And that's why they oppose President Trump so much.
And DeSantis is getting criticism for not being more vocal on the January 6th prisoners and that situation. Real quick, we're out of time, but will President Trump do a Twitter space?
I think Truth is very hot. I'm sure you saw last night he was posting some amazing videos in response. I think he's sticking to Truth for now. I don't think he wants to prop up a controlled opposition platform. Okay.
Well, look, no one's going to accuse President Trump ever of being boring, and his responses certainly weren't. And we're going to go through those more in detail with Luke Ball a little bit later in the show. So we do have those on cue later for our audience. Good to see you, Liz. Thanks for being with us.
Great to see you.